From APM in Washington, I'm Amy Scott, in for David Brancaccio. Schlumberger kicks off earnings season today for the oil and gas equipment and services industry. The global oil field services company will report its second quarter profits after the close, and they're expected to be down over the year. Low oil prices have forced the industry to scale back dramatically. Marketplace's Annie Baxter looks now at how that has affected the broader economy.
Researchers at the investment bank Goldman Sachs say the decline in U.S. oil drilling activity has taken a bite out of GDP, as much as half a percentage point in the first 6 months of the year. That's because oil field companies are spending a lot less on drilling new wells and buying new equipment. They've also laid off thousands of workers.
I think in the short term, it's possible that the costs have outweighed the benefits.
Stephen Kopitz is with Princeton Energy Advisors. He says it takes longer for the positive effects of cheap oil, like lower prices at the pump, to show up in the economy.
It means your milk is a little cheaper, that you can drive a little farther.
Economist Phil Verleger says cheap oil will prove beneficial long term, but he says big oil-producing states may continue to smart from it for a while.
This is a trade-off. North Dakota and Texas were having booms while the rest of the country was stagnating. Now the rest of the country is picking up.
But Verleger thinks oil prices will pick up and lift oil field companies' payrolls and profits. I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.